It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve and wishing a happy birthday to another Steve. Steve Gorman, who was the drummer for the Black Crowes for a long, long time. Black Crowes, my favorite band of all time. And Steve Gorman drummed for them for the longest time. This reunion they're on now, he is not a part of. He wrote a book a couple of years ago called Hard to Handle on the on what it was like to be in the band. And it was very interesting. If you're a rock and roll fan, I do recommend Steve Gorman's book, Hard to Handle. Steve Gorman turns 57 years old today, and I think one of the most talented drummers of his generation. Happy birthday to Steve. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, I don't know when Steve Gruber's birthday is. I should find out so we can all celebrate together. I don't know when Steve's birthday is. This portion of the show brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine's been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Late in the show yesterday, we talked with Kristen, a spokesperson for Michigan Right to Life, about some news that was breaking yesterday. The Detroit News, I know, had a story on it yesterday, but this might have been the first place you heard about it here on the Steve Gruber Show. Some problems with the ballot initiative language with the effort to enshrine the right to abortion in Michigan's Constitution, essentially abortion for any reason and at any time. And if you missed it, it was very late yesterday in the show. We talked to her at one of the last segments of the show. So early today, just to make sure you know what's going on here, Beth LeBlanc, a story at the Detroit News, Right to Life Michigan, which is, she writes, a group opposing a ballot initiative seeking to enshrine the right to an abortion in Michigan's Constitution, now asking state officials to reject the proposal because of text formatting mistakes in the petition circulated for signatures. Citizens to Support MI Women and Children said there are 43 serious errors in the Reproductive Freedom for All ballot language that would become part of the state's constitution should the ballot initiative earn a place on the November ballot and win over a majority of voters. Most of the errors identified by the group appear to be a lack of spaces between words in the main language of the petition that the group says has resulted in a string of gibberish. Kristen Polo, who joined us yesterday on the show, saying this amendment cannot be made part of our Constitution in its current form, and there is no legal or constitutional process for changing the text of the amendment at this late stage. It is shocking indeed that more than 750,000 voters, including the governor and the state attorney general, signed a petition they didn't read and couldn't understand. A spokesperson for the Reproductive Freedom for All Committee remained confident, quote, "We are confident, yes, that we're in compliance with the legal and statutory requirements for ballot proposals. In fact, 730,000 voters have read, understood, and signed the petition." Citizens to Support MI Women and Children maintain the version circulated to voters with the errors is different from the form approved by the Board of State Canvassers early this year. The board gave the abortion rights petition conditional approval as to form on March 23rd. Examples flagged by the group in the ballot language include the lack of spaces and phrases. And so when you read the initiative, the language, it just says decisions about all matters relating to pregnancy as one word. It's smashed together. There is a significant likelihood, again, one word, smashed together, of the fetus's sustained survival outside the, one word, smashed together. This is how it read on the petition. This is how it would read if enshrined in the Constitution. And as I asked Kristen Polo yesterday when she joined us here on the program, I think almost most importantly, this is how it would read on the ballot when voters go to the polls in November. If this is cleared to be on the ballot, this is what they would see. This language that includes 43 words slash phrases that are jammed together, difficult to read, and unclear what they mean. And so if we're asking voters to decide something as important as a constitutional amendment, an effort to change what is in Michigan's Constitution, it should be clear. This is not clear. If we're enshrining something in the Constitution and making it part of our laws in the state, it should also be clear and easy to read and easier than this to understand for people looking back at it tomorrow, next month, next year, 20 years from now. So there's some problems with the language here. The Board of State Canvassers is expected to determine whether the proposal should be certified for the November ballot at its August 31st meeting, so about 2 weeks away. Challenges to the petition are due on Thursday, and Citizens to Support MI Women and Children will be filing a petition based on what they found. Should voters pass this ballot initiative, it makes it on the ballot and voters pass it, the amendment would take effect 45 days later or sometime in December. And oh, by the way, on the topic, there is a hearing later today about that decades-old law that criminalizes abortion in the state. Oakland County, trying to determine if the 1931 measure goes into effect. There's currently an injunction in place preventing it by a judge who once represented Planned Parenthood and also donates to Planned Parenthood on an annual basis. The hearing today will determine next steps in that effort, but we have this separate effort about the language on the petition moving forward. I don't know how you can place that language on a ballot in November and ask people to decide a very important question like this. We'll see what the Board of Canvassers has to say. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.